Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. How has your day been? I hope you're having a beautiful, glorious day. Are you facing any challenges in your life? Is there anything that is troubling you? If you have any challenges, or if there's anything that's worrying you, I can guarantee you, today there's a word from God for you that will change your life forever. Pastor Chris has titled today's Rhapsody of Realities article as "Avail Yourself of His Power in You." Hallelujah. The scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And it says, "What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power?" Hallelujah. Here the Apostle Paul was talking about the resurrection power. Hallelujah. The power of God that resurrected Jesus. And he was saying in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, "What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe?" Hallelujah. That power is working towards us according to the working of His mighty power. Hallelujah. Pastor says, in the scripture above, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, prayed for the Christians at Ephesus that they would know the exceeding greatness of God's power at work in them. Hallelujah. You see, it's so important to know the power of God is working for you. Of course, everybody knows God is powerful. If there's a God in heaven, He must be powerful. But is that power directed towards you? Is that power available for your use? Take it personally. Believe it, that God's power is working in your family, in your life, in your ministry. Hallelujah. That's what Paul was talking about. He wants you to come to the point where you know that the power of God is available for your use, for your application. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, you need to know the power of God is available right now for your application in the now of your life. God wants you to have the knowledge and be conscious that it's the power of God that's working in our behalf. Hallelujah. That's the power He demonstrated when He raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter what you're facing, believe that the resurrection power of God is working. It might be in your finances. It could be a family problem, or maybe an issue with your child, or maybe an issue with your ministry. Believe that the power of God is directed towards that situation, that the resurrection power of God, that means anything is possible. Hallelujah. Pastor says the second part of the opening scripture talks about the authority that we have in Him. Hallelujah. Verses 22 and 23 in Ephesians chapter 1 says, "And God hath put all things under His feet," that's the feet of Jesus, "and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all." Hallelujah. Did you hear that? It says, God has put all things under the feet of Christ, and that's Jesus. And remember, you are the body of Christ. That means all things are under you. Hallelujah. And then it says, which is his body. It's talking about the church. That's you and I, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's letting you know the power of your authority in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you come to understand that you have his dominion, his all encompassing and unlimited authority, you'll never be afraid of Satan. You'll never be afraid of man or anything in your life. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? When you come to understand that you have his dominion, his all encompassing and unlimited authority, you'll never be afraid of life. There's no need to worry. You will think and talk like David, who said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Hallelujah. And that's Psalm chapter 23 verse 4. Also, you might say, like David, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear." Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's Psalm chapter 27 verses 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Proclaim your victory in Christ. Say, address that specific situation you're facing and say, "I will not be afraid because the Lord is with me. In the name of Jesus, I change that circumstances. I change that situation because the resurrection power of God, that unlimited authority that you have in the name of Jesus is yours." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You can take this confession after me and mean each of these words as you say it, because they are power. You're releasing authority. You can say these words after me. "I'm seated with Christ in the place of power, in a position of authority. I have his dominion, his all-encompassing and unlimited authority. Fear has no place in me, for the Lord Jesus has given me complete authority over Satan and his cohorts. I've been designed to rule the earth for the glory of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can take these scriptures as part of your further study. Luke chapter 10 verse 19 in the Amplified Classic Translation. Also Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 to 6. Hallelujah. Use this authority every day in your life and enjoy the victories that you will have in your life, that God will grant you, and share your testimonies with us and with others. Hallelujah.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by his Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to his word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what he's done for you today and say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart? Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.